Why don't we start with giving for those? We don't want to assume that everybody is fully versed in read
sure.
and react. Hopefully they are, but if they're not, if you could just start off with just a general overview of what is read and react and why would it be beneficial for a coach to implement, regardless of whatever level of play that they coach.
Fantastic. I'll do that. And if I go too long, just interrupt me, Seth, okay?
I don't think I'll need to.
I get excited about it. It's easy for me to talk on and on. A quick overview. Here's where I always like to start if someone doesn't know anything about the read and react or just has heard a few things about it, is I want to tell you what it's not, and then I want to tell you what it is, because then I think a coach can decide for themselves. I was trying to solve a problem of my own when I came up with the idea of the read and react, and if I started from the beginning, it would take all night, so I'm just going to hit the highlights, but the problem that I had in my 24 years of coaching was, there's just never enough time to develop players and teach them how to play the game. I mean, those are two separate things. Developing the skills of a player like ball handling, shooting, passing, those type of things, one-on-one, there's a difference between that and actually learning how to play the game with four other players out there. And every year that I tried it, I would run out of time and be forced to go to set plays, which that's what I was brought up on. That's what every other coach is brought up on. And so we seem to keep passing this way of teaching offense and way of constructing our practices, our philosophy of the game, we just keep passing it on from one generation to the next. Every once in a while, someone comes along like, say, Dean Smith did in the late 60s, early 70s, and revolutionized the way defense is played, man-to-man defense. Of course, for those that aren't as old as I am, you just think that defense was always played the way it was played, and it's not. In the 60s, no one, very few knew about ball side defense, weak side defense, ball you man, this hybrid of man and zone that we play, helping, rotating, and this kind of thing. So if you look at offenses, and this was kind of my conclusion after 2.5 decades of trying this, is I tried to put in Bobby Knight's motion offense because I love the way you get to free up the players. The players love it. They actually learn how to play the game, but it almost demands a prerequisite, five players who already have the skills. I mean, five high IQ, basketball IQ players, and I never had five high basketball IQ players or highly skilled players. I always had one good player and two role players and the AD son so I could keep my job and then a dork, someone who always messed up my set plays. But, and so I was always, how does, and I'm just joking when I use the term dork because I was one at one time. How can the dork play with the star long enough to learn how to play this game without messing up things? It seems to be always the problem. So how can I develop my players and teach them how to play the game and with the amount of time that I have? Well, if I run a set play, first of all, there's control there for me. I get to artificially create five player coordination with a set play. they all move together with one purpose, a particular shot or look for a certain player in a certain position. That's just the way it is, and, you know, that's the way it's done everywhere. Well, what do you lose with set plays? Well, players learn how to run plays, they just don't learn how to play. If a set play breaks down, then you're back to one-on-one, or really one-on-five. On the other end of the scale is motion offense that I mentioned. The only, you know, now you get to take what the defense gives you, and that's great. A lot of freedom. You can't scout it, but you lose five-player coordination. It's hard to be accountable. So I was looking for a way to do both of those. Can I find a way to be unscoutable? Can I find a way to have the freedom? Can the players share control with me and have the ability to take whatever the defense gives them, and yet all five players still be accountable to me and to each other as to exactly where they are with every action? That seemed to be the challenge. And so I was hoping to create a system that took the best of set plays, which is five-player coordination and accountability, and the best of motion offense, which is the ability to take what the defense gives you, not being scoutable and fun to play, pure basketball, so to speak, and mesh those two together. I'll try to end this by saying here's how I did it in a nutshell. I gave the ball handler the freedom to choose and do really whatever he or she wants to do with the ball. And I came up with a system by which I could teach the players without the ball how to react with one and only one reaction to every action that the ball takes. So we're not talking about a high IQ. I'm not even talking about a kid. A kid doesn't even have to understand why. I could drill my players, young and old, how to react with one reaction. And I could do that one action at a time. When I say action, I'm talking about something like driving to the goal. That's an action. Or passing to another player on the perimeter. That's a single action. Or feeding the post from the perimeter. That's a single action. Well, you'll hear me refer to those as layers in our offense, but really those are just actions that a ball handler could take. When each player without the ball has only one reaction, one place to go for every action of the ball, I could actually coordinate everybody without the ball to move into places that would benefit them, create good space for the ball handler, take advantage of the way defenses are trained to react. I could do all that if I could just teach each player without the ball to have one and only one reaction. Now the challenge of it, and the reason it took me so long to come up with, is it possible to tie each of those together and make them dovetail into each other so that a group of players, even, you know, beginners in the game, could they try a particular action like feeding the post, trying to score that way, and then, you know, the defense stops it. Okay, well, then what? Oh, can we then flow into another action or another layer of our offense without setting back up? Well, yeah, that's the real key to the reading rack, is the ability to go from one action to another, to another, to another, eventually. This takes time.